It's Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Paige McKenzie lives in Penn Hills and works at UPMC Children's Hospital. She doesn't get out of Pittsburgh as much as she'd like, but she does make up for it by reading as much travel writing as she can get her hands on. Lately, Paige has been reading Wild, From Lost to Found on the Pacific Coast Trail. It's the story of author Cheryl Strayed's epic 1,100-mile journey.
When she was 26 years old, she went out on the Pacific Trail, and I think it took about 3 months. And it's just an amazing story because she's only a 26-year-old woman going out on the trail by herself, and it's like very dangerous, but she wanted to do this to get out of her situation of losing her mother and having a failed marriage. She married young, and it's a really amazing story.
What were some of the memorable scenes or details from that book that stayed with you?
What stuck with me was she did talk a lot about the landscape and how some of it was rough just to get up certain types of hills. She also talked about, you know, running into different wild animals like bears and things like that. It's very, very rustic the way that she describes it. You know, sometimes when she gets to a city, she's just covered in dirt. She's like embarrassed or people looking at me thinking that there's something wrong with me. And there was this one passage where she says, "Nobody's tougher than I am." And she had to keep on saying this to herself to get through this whole trip. And it was like a mantra or affirmation that she kept saying, "Nobody is tougher than me. Nobody's tougher than me." And I thought that was like really powerful because I believe that sometimes you need to have that self-confidence and those affirmations to get through certain difficult things like the trail that Cheryl Strayed was on.
Do you have a favorite writer?
I really don't have a favorite writer that I love to come back to, but I really like the travel writers. Like, I do like Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love as well. And I really did like A Sense of Direction, Gideon Lewis Cross. I actually found out about him by listening to NPR. But I did like his book because his book is three different trips on A Sense of Direction. On the El Camino, which is in Spain, and he went on another like pilgrimage in Asia as well. So it's like three different trips that he's went on. And I really like books like that. It's not just one country that they're in. They're in a couple different countries.
You must have a big trip planned somewhere in the future, right?
I don't have a specific trip plan, but I think the one country that I do want to go to is France and to see the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Right now I am reading Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin, and that is taken in Paris, France. I'm not finished with it yet, but I'm reading it, and I like how he uses different characters and of different cultures and background and races. I really like that aspect of reading his stories.
All right. Well, Paige, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Josh.
Recommendations from Paige McKenzie from Penn Hills. You'll find the titles she mentioned at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. There you can also listen to past episodes and share your own reading list. Tell us what you've been reading, and your picks may be featured in a future broadcast. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.